Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th January, recording at 8:56 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Bellwether Japan, stock market that is, rebounded sharply today, 2.31% on the Nikkei stock average, and that affected sentiment everywhere, at least in all the markets that I have been able to check in here today. They're all showing pretty good rebounds. Some of the best occurred in Asia. Hong Kong was up 1.25 points nearly. India had a nice surge back up, and the decline downwards was very, very small, which is impressive considering the number of people who are trying to talk it down so that they can buy into India at somewhat lower levels. I'm certainly happy, more than happy, to hold on to my positions there, even though I expect quiet time over the near term. But I've expected that previously, only to be pleasantly surprised on the upside by my best performing position since the markets bottomed in March of 2003. Looking at government bonds here today, giving up some profits after the surge that we had seen, some loss of form and a deterioration in those uptrends evident on these charts. And in currencies, the US dollar is a little bit steadier in here today, and it's just in a very, very tight trading range overall. Precious metals, a big rebound in here today. They are all very strong, particularly platinum, which is in an eyelash of its highs. Well, gold's not that far off either. Here we've got spot gold up to 559.30 at the high, and currently trading just a dollar and a half below that level as I speak, trading in the after hours, of course. But all the precious metals rebounded very, very strongly. An impressive note over the last couple of days is the the ability of the industrial metals to hold up very well. Also, there were a couple of days here where, on the basis that people are suddenly unnerved by what happened in Japan, they could easily book trading profits in a number of markets, and we saw that with some sharp declines in gold and particularly silver. Well, they all fell, but again, bouncing back very strongly today. But copper, the one so many people have been telling us to short for the last couple of years, barely flinched. As a matter of fact, it was actually up yesterday, although down a tiny bit in here today. So impressive action on that front, and I'm going to post a chart today of USM3. No wonder the Fed wants to discontinue reporting M3. Wait till you see that chart and the latest surge that has occurred. Now, going back to stock markets overall, my hunch is that this is not the big one in terms of the downdraft that I think is quite likely this year, but most likely in the second or third quarters. It could be the beginning, but I'm not convinced at all. Now, the Japan action is interesting, and we'll need to see some upside follow through here tomorrow before some pretty good upside follow through. And I wouldn't be all that surprised if we don't actually see that, because I think that corporate scandal, if that's what it is, and it appears to be, while that is alarming for investors in that particular company, and then they say, who's next? You know, what other problems are out there? And it's a shock to the system initially, and we can also say, make the obvious point that with the Tokyo Stock Exchange having to close early yesterday because they couldn't fulfill the sell orders, that's another shock to the system overall. But in terms of having any kind of lasting impact on the Japan story overall, well, it'll have nil impact, I would be pretty certain. But what it has done is shaken out a few people, And that may well make the market. Well, we may well have reached. I think we've reached at least a short-term floor, and that was that occurred yesterday. But really, I had been warning about danger signs in Japan, particularly that bank share index, which I regard as a lead indicator. And then we had that big downward reaction, which Owen commented on in the second section index. But it was so big that it looked, day two of the sell-off looked climactic, at least in the short term. What wouldn't surprise me at all is if Japan just goes into a ranging phase, and that could hardly surprise given the gains that we saw last year and at the beginning of this year. So, overall, I'm not inclined to be jumping out of a lot of positions, and indeed, some of them have been doing spectacularly well in here today. Mining shares, just a terrific performance. Merrill Lynch World Mining Fund surged, Rio Tinto and also hitting a new high, BHP Billiton hitting a new high, lots of others strong, but those are the ones that I have watched quite closely. A laggard in here has been nickel, and maybe it'll continue to lag for a little while longer. It hasn't caught the analysts' imagination to the same extent that Rio and Billiton have, but I think it's only a matter of time. And to me, a good many of these companies are these big companies, these big diversified mining companies are extremely cheap if you hold my view that this is a secular bull market, not a cyclical move. It does seem that the industry is coming around to, well, more analysts within the industry are coming around to that view, as you would have seen yesterday in that very impressive report that Owen posted. And I haven't actually read the whole thing, but I certainly look forward to reading the rest of it. It's a very, very big report, as you know, from Credit Suisse First Boston, one of the best that I've seen on the subject. Okay, what else to mention in here? I think those are mainly the highlights. The precious metals are still getting this. I said a while ago that I was hoping for a little bit more rock and roll volatility. Well, we're certainly seeing that, particularly in silver. I think that when we see that type of choppy activity, you can be certain that whatever the long-term bullish forecast, that there are a number of people who are a little bit twitchy, nervous here in the short term. And therefore, sentiment changes fairly rapidly in day-to-day volatile action overall. And it's not impossible that we could see a few more brief stabs on the downside in this market. Very tough call. Very tough to call here. That's why I like the sector so much on an intermediate to longer term basis that I want to have some representation, and I do, but nothing like the size of the position that I had, say, back in October and November and into, well, I think it was, yes, right, well into December of last year. So, again, I'd expect a little bit more of this choppy action before the long-term trends are extended. Now, the biggest threat, I'm jumping around here a little bit to stock markets, is this crude oil price, as I've mentioned before. Crude picked up again in here today and is last trading at $67 even. That's the NYMEX crude price. Natural gas coming off the floor a little bit here late in the day, as well. Heating oil pushing up a bit. Now, as I've said before, this was not scripted for in the year-end, those very bullish year-end forecasts that we were getting for global stock markets. So it can be a problem. At exactly what point that problem kicks in? Well, I think it started to kick in to a small extent on Wall Street. The Dow was up 50 at one stage, then those gains were pared right back. It did manage to close up 25, and with a good gain on the NASDAQ in here today, up almost 1% on the NASDAQ composite index overall. So that just does make me feel that the gyrations that we've seen over the previous days, earlier this week, are really softening up, more warning shots across the bow, rather than, as I say, the beginning of the downdraft that I've been talking about. And again, though, I want to keep a very close eye, what we all do, on this crude oil price. That's likely to be a critical factor overall. All right, folks, that's it. All the best to all of you.